proclamation number 8264 dated the September 5th, 1962. Concerning the question, incarnation of Jesus. My earthly mission was concluded by my death on the cross, by my ascension to heaven. The complete deification of my soul, which had once come forth from the Father's love as a created being, had occurred. This should be achieved by every original spirit someday in order to be able to work and create with the Father, completely perfected in His image. Additionally, however, my original soul had the particular task to enable the Father, the eternal love itself, to manifest Himself on earth as a human being, i.e., the eternal love manifested itself in my external cover of the man Jesus, and thus the Father became a visible God to all His formerly created beings who have achieved that particular degree of perfection which results in spiritual vision. The human manifestation of God in Jesus is such a momentous problem that you will not be able to comprehend it while you are still on earth. It was and is an act which is closely connected with the being's apostasy from their God and Creator. But one thing is certain, my Jesus soul is so closely united with the Father that He and I are one, and that I cannot be considered to be separate from the Father any longer, and that I always am and will be the visible God in all eternity. I can indeed descend to earth again in my divinity. Thus I can appear as Jesus to any person who is most intimately connected with me, so that he can recognize me as his Savior and Redeemer, but only for a brief time in a visible state when certain events justify such appearances. Because I have promised you my presence and can also prove this presence visibly. And similarly will I appear at the end in the clouds, i.e., undeniably in my strength and glory but veiled, because even my own cannot bear to see me in the brightest light. But for my Jesus soul to incarnate again, or to have incarnated on this earth as a human being after my crucifixion, is impossible, because it is completely merged with the Father's eternal spirit, and because an incarnation of the Jesus soul would be synonymous with an incarnation of God in a human being. Every person should indeed form a union with God by means of love, and this is every human being's last goal, but this is not an incarnation of my Jesus soul, as you would understand it, in the sense that Jesus will live on earth again as human being. My Jesus soul is and remains eternally unified with God and reigns and works in the spiritual kingdom, in the kingdom of light, visible to all beings of light from face to face. A conception in the flesh would therefore be a repeated human manifestation of God, for which there is no justification. Eminent and exalted beings of light will time and again descend to earth for the purpose of a mission, who want to achieve the last degree of their perfection by taking the test of volition on this earth. And these persons can also be usually recognized by their remarkable deeds in a remarkably difficult earthly life. Hence you need to exercise great caution when you hear about an incarnation of Jesus, because although eminent and exalted beings of light incarnate on this earth, they themselves will be without all knowledge of their origin, apart from the one who will announce my coming. He will know who he is when the time has come to start his mission on earth. But you will often be deceived by my adversary's actions if you assume this or that embodiment in a person, even when he lives his life in total accordance with my will. Because the knowledge of his incarnated spirit does not help your perfection and can only ever lead to wrong conclusions. It cannot ever result in your spiritual advantage, because you would still be subject to a certain amount of compulsory faith, whereas you should make your choice during your earthly life in complete freedom. Amen.